So how can we do a Bayesian version of the test? It's not very difficult. First, we have to define a utility function. Let's say the utility function is the identity. So we only say get a point if we correctly guess the model. And let's say the prior probability of every model is half. The null model is interesting. It's not interesting. It's just the Bernoulli half model. But what about the alternative model? We should have an alternative model. So the medium could be somebody that always predicts perfectly, but it could be the case that it's somebody that predicts with slightly higher chance than half. So to do this, we use what is called a hierarchical model, where we say that the medium will have a probability theta of correctly guessing every coin toss, but we don't know this theta, and we assume it comes from a uniform distribution. Now, if you remember correctly, if you remember our Bayesian beta Bernoulli model, you will remember that the uniform distribution on 0, 1 is actually the same as a beta distribution with parameter 1 and 1. So for this inference of this theta parameter here, we could use a beta Bernoulli model. Now we need to calculate the posterior probability given the data. And in the end, we calculate the action I that gives us the maximum probability. Here, we can use just the maximum probability because this utility function is just the identity. Now, how do we actually do this? Well, just start with Bayes' rule. Bayes' rule says the probability of mu zero given x is the probability of x given mu zero, probability of mu zero, and then the probability of x under mu zero, and then the probability of x under mu one times the priors. So this is just it. Now, the only thing that is missing here is this probability of x under mu one. But the probability of x under mu 1 is essentially the Bayesian average of this model here. Okay, so let's make it a bit more, let's give it a different name here to make it a bit more precise. So here the probability of x under model mu 1 is going to be the average probability over all the Bernoulli models with parameter theta. You're averaging over all thetas. And then this is your prior distribution, which is a uniform prior, and this is your Bernoulli distribution. Okay, so far so good. So what happens if we actually do this in a posterior with a Bayesian manner? It's not very difficult. What actually happens is that the posterior probability of the null hypothesis when we actually have data from the null hypothesis always increases, while it decreases when we have data from the alternative hypothesis. So this is exactly the same graph as before, essentially, now instead of actually plotting the rejection ratio, we're plotting the posterior probability. We can also look at the rejection ratios. So if you use a null test, then the probability of rejecting the null hypothesis when it actually comes from the null is always the same for the null hypothesis test, but always drops for the Bayesian test. So it goes to zero. The rejection probability of the null hypothesis when it's false is kind of similar for the two things. The Bayesian test is slightly is not convinced very fast that the null hypothesis is false, but it also goes to one.